Welcome to Ask the Pastor, and we're still with you, very, very much with you. Right, we have a question that is already in, and this is from Brother Love Day from London. He says, please, Pastor Moses, where do babies come from? Because according to Pastor Abel Damina, he said that babies don't come from God. Do you agree with him? Thanks, Brother Love Day from London.
You should have asked Abel now where they come from. Actually, I shouldn't be the one you will ask this
that question.
If he says babies don't come from God, then you have to ask him where they come from. But also sometimes I hope we understand. I've not heard him. I don't know when he made that statement. Mm. But sometimes when we speak to people, quote us out of context.
Yes.
Maybe he's trying to say it is the action of you and your wife that produce the baby, and that the babies don't come down as manna, come like that. So babies don't come by miracle. You just go to your bed and see a baby. They don't come from God like that. If it is in that context, he's correct. It's a union of a man and a woman that produce children. So maybe that is what he means. But we also know that it is the union of a man and a woman, it is only putting into action already a law of God that has been put inside. God, all life come from God. All life come from God because he's the source of life, he's the author of life. So it depends on what he was saying so that we don't quote him out of context. God bless you.
All right, God bless you, brother. Love Day from London. So we have other questions coming in, and this is from Italy, and this is Sister Maris from Italy. It says, Shalom, sir. God bless you and more grace. Can you explain 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2 to 4? Who was Paul referring to? That's a question.
That is the man, whether he was in the spirit or out of body or in body, I don't know.
Yes. Verse 2. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knew it. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body I cannot tell. God knew it. How that he was caught up into paradise and had unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to alter.
So for that
Second Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2 to 4.
Yes. Yeah. And if you read verse 6.
Okay, verse 6. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth, or that he heareth
of me. So does verse 6 not tell you that it is Paul?
Okay.
He's talking about himself. God bless you.
Okay, we have Brother Silva from Port Harcourt. Brother Silva, God bless you and shalom. Please go on with your question.
Okay. My question is a marriage issue.
Oh.
Go ahead. What's the question?
A marriage issue.
Okay, my question is a marriage issue. I married as a single.
Hello?
So my wife stayed with me for 3 years, and the next thing she ran away, and she's married to another man. So now I'm not giving my life up. Now I'm born again by the grace of God. So is it lawful for me to get married again, or? So no, I don't know. She's
brother,
married another man.
Brother Silva.
Yeah.
Brother Silva, that was your estate as an unbeliever.
Yes, I was married as an unbeliever.
Yes, I am saying now, are you separated as unbelievers?
Yes. Yeah, we separated as a non-believer and remarried to another man.
That's all. You are free now. You this time marry in the Lord. You are free to remarry.
Okay, I'm free. Now that I've given my life to God, I'm free.
Yes. Now you give your life to Christ, you are free to remarry. And let me say this for the purpose of a Christian principle. Even if the both of you married as Christians and she left you and goes to remarry another man, she has broken the vow. You are free to remarry.
Okay. Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You.
All right. God bless you, Brother Silva from Port Harcourt. God bless you. So we have other questions coming in, and this says, Shalom, sir. Good evening. I am Brother Favor from Uromi, Edo State. I want to know, sir, if a sister is in a menses period, is it okay if she's allowed to prophesy to the brethren or sit and minister with the music ministers even in that period?
That is, I'm trying to import something of the Old Testament. No, it's not applicable under the New Testament. Mm. Nothing is unclean. What is unclean now is not the blood that is coming out of you. It is what is in your heart that makes you unclean. Not any physical thing or you. Not even because you didn't bath, therefore you're unclean before the Lord. Mm. Uncleanness now is in the heart. Mm. And that is why when you are to be born again under grace, it is the heart that God works in first. Mm. So you are free under mercies to do anything in the service of the Lord as long as you know, you maintain the basic hygiene for the sake of others around, not for the sake of God. Mm. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, Brother Favor from Uromi, Edo State. All right. This other question from Fumbot, Cameroon, Sister Princess, says, Shalom, sir. Good evening. During one of your services, you mentioned that the devil cannot know your thoughts except you disclose it to someone or the future. I'm confused that how did the girl in Acts chapter 16 verse 16 to 17, how was she able to predict the future?
No, she didn't predict the future. She was only pointing. People that says that this, let's read it.
At 16, verse 16 to 17, and it came to pass as we went to pray, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us. We brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God. Yes. We show unto us the way of salvation.
What was she seeing? She was seeing the miracle, the signs and the wonder, and hearing the preaching that someone was going on. Mm. So he didn't know the future. It's not about the future.
She was speaking based on what she was saying.
Yes.
All right. So question two from the same person says, my second question is, is it right for a Christian to take an oath, Sister Princess from Cameroon?
No, we are not to swear. Mm. We are not to swear by anything at all. It is wrong.
Mm. All right.
He said, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay.
All right. God bless you, Sister Princess. And we have other questions coming in. And this is from Malawi. From Malawi, Brother, God's plan says, good evening, Pastor Moses. Please, can a man leave his wife and marry another wife if his wife is not interested in getting pregnant? Because you said a man can only leave his wife when she commits adultery. So what can a man do when his wife refuses to get pregnant?
You need to see your pastor.
Okay.
We're talking about Christians. Something must be wrong. Mm. Something is definitely wrong.
Yes, sir.
So she needs counseling. She needs prayers. Mm. You cannot leave her. Certainly you cannot leave her. No woman would like to be without a child. Mm. Every woman wants to be a mother. Mm. So please take note of that. You need counseling. That woman needs counseling. You can't leave her and marry another.
Mm-hmm. All right. God bless you. So seek counseling from the pastor of the church you are attending. And this is Pastor Divine from Anambra State. Pastor Divine, Shalom and God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Pastor Divine. Please go on with your question, sir.
It's not a question, sir.
Okay.
The brother John that called now have already said that. So I want to tell the pastor exactly what he said, what Pastor Ebert Damina said.
Okay.
I tried to send that picture, that what do you call it?
The video.
That video across to you.
Okay.
Who did he say babies come from? Sir. Where did babies come from? What did Abel Damina say?
Yes, sir. Abel Damina said that some Christians are praying for God to give them tithe, praying for God to give us the fruit of the womb. That we forget that baby don't come from God. That even Jesus does not come from God.
So he should have told you now, where did they come from?
He don't, when you ask him questions, he doesn't respond to questions.
He just said they don't come from God. He didn't explain any further.
No, he said that we should stop praying and asking God as to give us child, to pray for God to give us fruit of the womb.
Wow. Well,
that's where he's confusing the people the more.
So that means the prayer of Anna was wrong. The prayer
what I tried to ask him.
The prayer of Anna was wrong to ask God to bless her with the fruit of the womb. The prayer of Isaac's wife Rebecca was wrong. So I don't understand him.
Maybe, I don't know, sir.
Well, I want to tell you that every good gift comes from God, and children are a blessing from the Lord. I think that is Psalm number 127. Psalm 127, verse 3. It says, children are an heritage of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. And as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of thy youth. Happy is the man that heart is quiver full of them. So I don't understand why he said that. Maybe Abel Damina will need to explain, but all life comes from God. That is certain.
That's the truth, sir. But
we can't crucify him here.
I cannot defend him, neither can I crucify him here, because he is the best person to answer that question.
Yeah. All right, God
he
bless.
He said that even Jesus Christ did not come from God.
Well, I know that.
Okay, they have the video.
You have the video. Okay, let's listen to it. I think the Bright TV, they're trying to play the video. Let's listen to it.
Okay, have them gotten the video?
Yes. I think that is coming on air shortly. Yes.
Where do babies come from? Where do babies, children, where do they come from? When you go to a maternity ward, and you hear the cry of babies, where do they come from? Ma, ma. Someone says, from heaven. From heaven? Well, keep it. You said, or someone said. I didn't say. So we have an idea in our mind that God sits in the heavens, and all babies are already in heaven, scattered around God. Ma, 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 ma. Heaven is a nursery. Children, babies. Ma, 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 ma. So there must be a lot of feeding bottles all over heaven, and they're all around God. Then he takes them one after the other. He says, Abam. Up and we say, sir, Nigeria. Boom. Kwame, Kwame, sir, Ghana. Toom. The guy will land in Ghana into the family of Nkrumah. Kwame Nkrumah. Up and we land in Akwa Ibom in the family of Udo. Up and Udo. Are you following? Then he will now say, Jacob. Afghanistan. Jacob will say, why not USA? God will say, shut up. Shut up. Afghanistan. Before he argues too much, he's in Afghanistan. You know, Jacob in the house of one Afghanistan name, you know, there. All right, now. Then God says, you, Joshua Haruna, Nigeria, Borno State, blind. So Joshua Haruna will appear in Borno State, in the house of Haruna, without eyes. God will say, you, Chibuzo, Nigeria, a bad clicky without leg. So Chibuzo will come and fear from his mother's stomach with only one leg from heaven. That's the idea we have in our mind. That's the way people think. That's the way religion makes you think. You go to the earth from heaven. Then you come back to heaven one day if you behave well. If you behave well. So somehow, the gospel was preached. You didn't accept it. You that came from heaven to earth, somehow you died. And because you didn't accept the gospel, you came from heaven and went to hell. Can you see the way we think? Even that thinking has a problem, isn't it? It has a problem. Why didn't God just leave you in heaven? Since you will land and you will not receive gospel, the lactogen on earth and the SMA is not as good as the one they are giving you in heaven with feeding bottle everywhere. So we believe that God orchestrated the whole plan. So if there's any question that anyone throw at you, it knocks you off balance. Why is this baby born with a genetic disease? What has he done wrong? Can God be merciful? Come on, baby. Baby. And he says he's a good God. Maybe the pastor of that church where the baby came out with a genetic problem. The pastor will say, who are we to question God? Who are we to question God? Let's just receive it as the will of God. Come on, yeah. We're going to have some great time here, man. Thank you, Lord. Let's answer the question. So where do babies come from? Let me give you some thoughts to dwell on. Something happened some time ago, I read in the newspaper, where a husband and a wife, the wife got pregnant in that marriage, and they delivered a baby, and the baby was white. Two black Nigerian parents, black husband, black wife, giving birth to a white child. What do you think the husband will do? The husband will say, wonderful. God is wonderful. God is very mysterious. What a God. Awesome. Now, that's easy for us to conclude that something went wrong somewhere. Hello? Okay. So, where do babies come from?
All right, so that's just a clip.
No, that's just a clip. If that is all people are watching, don't conclude yet till you hear him explain where the babies come from. So I will not be replying Abel Damina, but I will only be telling you my own knowledge is that all life come from God. All life is an obedience of the law that God gave Adam and Eve. He repeated it again to Noah in
Genesis.
Of Genesis. Be fruitful and replenish. When he released that, there is a power for reproduction that was given. And he created a man and he created a woman for the purpose of the union to reproduce and bring to pass that law he has put in order. And Abraham was given a child by a promise from God, a seed. So God is the giver of children. Isaac, in fact, in chapter 25, you know, if God is not the one that gives you things, then why do we pray to him? We pray to him because he's the one that we give. And then in verse 21 and verse 22.
Genesis?
Yes. Genesis 25, verse 21 and verse 22.
Genesis 25, verse 21 and 22. And it says, and Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his seed conceived. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, if it be so, why am I thus?
That's okay. The entreated there is prayer.
Prayer.
Mm. And God answered. Concerning the birth of John the Baptist in Luke chapter 1. This is how it happened, verse 11.
Luke chapter 1, verse 11 to 13. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him.
Note verse 13.
Verse 13. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard.
For what?
Thy prayer is heard.
For what?
Thy prayer is heard.
What was he praying for? The next statement.
And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John.
And then the angel came to Mary in that same Luke chapter 1 and verse 30 and 31.
Luke chapter 1 verse 30 and 31. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus.
Anna, the matter of Samuel, went praying and God granted her desire. The fruit of the womb is a blessing from God. The Bible tells us that. So maybe I have to listen to him. I don't know what he's trying to bring out. I'm aware of that story was making reference to and how the whole thing came about. But whatever it is, life, all life come from God.
Amen.
All life come from God. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. And thank you, Pastor, for calling into and sending that video as well. Thank you for your support. All right, Shalom. This is another question from Spain. Sister Esther from Spain says, Shalom. My question is concerning a woman pastor that is not supposed to be ordained. Please, Pastor, throw a little more light, because on Tuesday, Pastor didn't explain it anymore because he was now praying for some people. God bless you.
Well, I didn't. Okay, you watched us. Maybe you're not watching us for the first time.
Yeah.
We've taken a lot of teaching on that. Yes. So I was just, you know, it was just by the way I made that statement.
Yeah.
First and foremost, take note. Take note. Let's go back a little bit. When it comes to offering of sacrifices and the rest at the temple in the Old Testament, take note that a whole tribe of Levi did not have any inheritance in the land to farm and own property and things like that. For that, they were given the temple. That's why the priesthood is a Levitical priesthood. They were to walk only in the temple and then feed on the tithes of the people and the offerings. Take note that Levi had sons and daughters, but only the males served as priests. No female priestess in the Old Testament. Now we're coming to the New Testament. And please don't talk of Deborah, because Deborah was not a priest. She was a political leader. Now, when it comes to the New Testament now, in the Levitical order of priesthood, they were all men. Coming to the New Testament, Jesus Christ decided to choose his apostles. No matter how close he was with those other women, Mary, Magdalene, Martha, the rest, we hear their names. None of them was among the apostles.
Yeah.
They were all men. Why? Even after the death of Judas, he was replaced by Matthias, another man. Why Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 2? 1 Timothy chapter 2.
Verse 11. And it says, let the woman learn in silence.
From verse 11, let the woman learn. Learn what?
In silence with all subjection.
Yes.
But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man.
Teach where? Teach in the church. Teach in the body of Christ. Yes.
But to be in silence.
Yes.
Verse 13, for Adam was first
born. This is the reason. The reason is Adam is the head of Eve. So we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, The head of the woman is the man. The head of the man is Christ. The head of Christ is God. That is the order. So, the second reason.
And Adam was not deceived, verse 14.
He was not deceived.
But the woman being deceived was in transgression.
So if I have to explain that, all he's saying is what caused the word of God was committed to both the man and the woman, but it was the woman that messed it up. The word for restoration, reconciliation, is taken away from the woman this time so that she does not mess it up again. It is committed only to the man, and the woman will continually be subject to the man. Equality in authority has been removed. That is why even in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 34,
it says, let your women keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience as
they
also said the Lord.
They are commanded to be in obedience. They are commanded to be in obedience. Then, verse 36, what did he say?
Verse 36, what? Came the word of God out from you, or came it unto you only?
Concerning these things, he was setting in order in the church. And what did he say?
If any man think himself to be a prophet
or spiritual,
let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord.
They are the commandments of the Lord. Let the woman keep silent. Let the woman be in subjection. It's not permitted for the woman to teach. No, you usurp authority over the man. And he led a course of Galatians chapter 1. In Galatians chapter 1, from verse 7.
Galatians chapter 1, from verse 7. And it says, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of
Perversion
Christ.
Perversion of the gospel.
Verse 8. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed.
Yes.
As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed.
So, you see the certainty of these scriptures. And I want you to note that the offices of authority in the church are the fivefold ministry in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. He gave some apostle, we didn't see male ordained. I mean, no female there. Prophet, evangelist, pastors and teachers. You cannot ordain a woman into these offices. But 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 7 down, those nine spiritual gifts that the body gives, both man and woman can operate it under the authority of this fivefold. God bless you. I hope I've explained it.
Yeah. All right. God bless you. And that makes it very, very clear. Okay. I don't know if we have a continuation from the last clip.
Let's answer the question. So where do babies come from? Let me give you some thoughts to dwell on. Something happened some time ago, I read in the newspaper, where a husband and a wife, the wife got pregnant in that marriage. And they delivered a baby. And the baby was white. Two black Nigerian parents. Black husband, black wife. Giving birth to a white child. What do you think the husband would do? The husband would say, wonderful. God is wonderful. God is very mysterious. What a God. Awesome. Now, that's easy for us to conclude that something went wrong somewhere. Hello? Okay. So, where do babies come from? Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, it was not so. It was not so. Genesis 1 and 2 does a lot of explanation to us. Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, key scriptures for this study. There are some people that believe some funny things. Some people believe that Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and 2, God created heaven and earth and something went wrong with God's creation. Some people believe that that was the fall of Lucifer. And as he fell, he destroyed what God created. Then the Spirit of God came and said, stop that. Let me put it together. Don't be believing those kind of unfounded, unschooled stories. Look at what it says. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and 2. Pay attention. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was, if your Bible is mine, I will underline was. He says the earth was without form and void. He didn't say God created the heaven and the earth and the earth became without form. Mm-mm. He didn't say and the earth became. He says the earth was without form, void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So, if he had said the earth became without form and void, that will mean when he created the earth, then the earth was destroyed. But he didn't say so. He said the earth was, and if you read further, which we will do in the study, you will discover that this was something. Something. It wasn't, you know, earth, like earth. He was making reference to something. The earth, if you observe as we will study, was much more created later. There was an earth created later. Okay? Because the word he used there, form and void, are two Hebrew words. Toho boho. Toho boho. Form and void. Toho boho in Hebrew. It means nothing, nothing. Nothing, nothing. It means there was nothing. Showing you that before God created, there was nothing. The word created is the Hebrew word bara. Bara. Barashit Elohim barat. Etashamayim's letter aret. The word bara, which means to bring out of nothing. To bring out of nothing. Because if there was something when God was creating, that will not be creation. That will be design or recreation. See? That wouldn't be creation. For it to be creation means there was nothing before that. So, the earth being without form and void, tohoboho, means there was nothing in the earth. That means there was nothing before God created things. Nothing existed.
All right.
I don't know whether he answered it. You know, because he's provoking me the more. He's entering more and more into unfounded and unschooled theologies and theories. He referred to those of us who have a different view to what he's saying as unschooled and unfounded theories that we preach. Well, viewers, you can go to the message I preached, I think, maybe some few weeks back. And the title is The Testing and the Fall of God's Creation. The Testing and the Fall of God's Creation. Maybe if you know Abel Damina, maybe you direct him also to listen to it. His view may change. He needs to add this to his knowledge. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he has heard us before he preached this, I don't know. But certainly, I thought he was going to prove that babies did not come from God. He was going to tell us word came from. Already, he has agreed that God created the earth anyway. So any other thing that exists on earth, certainly a creation of God, including the babies. So, but if he said, Adam and Eve, like go and be fruitful and replenish, and that is still confusing to Abel Damina and his students who may be believing him, that it is not as a result of something that existed was wiped away, and God created Adam and Eve to replenish. Then you will understand it better in Genesis chapter 9. After God again wiped away the earth with the flood, the man he reserved, Noah, he gave him the same commission that he gave Adam. He said, be fruitful
and multiply and replenish.
That should give you enough key, not oho boho. All this, your Greek terminology, what do you call it? Hebrew terminologies will not bring out revelation. It only brings out necessary intellectualism. It makes you miss the mark. This revelation is as clear as anything. And it will help you to know that we are in an agenda of God. And let somebody get my message and send it to Abel Damila. Maybe it will further enrich his knowledge of this mystery of redemption. God bless you.
Shalom to the bride of Christ worldwide. Pastor, if you have a Christian sister, you both fellowship in the same church, and it happens that whenever someone she's close to gets close to you, she seems not to be happy about it. And if someone appreciates you in her presence, her mood automatically changes. And if someone offers you a gift in her presence, she gets very bitter. Pastor, what could be the reason behind her attitude? And should I stay away from her or confront her? This is Sister King Zege from Limbe, Cameroon.
Okay. A sister friend.
A sister friend.
Well, you have to find out from her. more importantly, you know, there must be something wrong somewhere. So you go to her and find out. Let her know, why do you behave like this? And if possible, since you belong to the same fellowship, meet the pastor, and the pastor may counsel her too. Very well. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, and God bless you, and God bless you. It's been a wonderful time with every one of us who's been connected to this program, Ask the Pastor. We truly appreciate you, and we appreciate those who've been sponsoring the Bright TV, keeping it in 8 years and counting. And God bless you. And from every one of us right here and the crew behind the scene, we say shalom. Let's ask the pastor.